The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
Is Quibi a noun or a verb?
Quibi is definitely a noun.
I honestly don't know what a noun or a verb is.
Maybe we'll never find out, because a show by fans of Quibi, a mobile video platform, has been told to cease and desist. The hosts of the podcast say that Quibi's lawyers got in contact insisting you can't use the name Quibi, you can't tell anyone that you're about Quibi, you can talk about Quibi but no one can know through your title, and you can't have any artwork that resembles our stuff. The show, which is about Quibi, has a new name of Streamiverse. Search engine optimization has never been more important for podcasting. A podcast SEO product, Podder, has been launched today. It allows you to ensure you're choosing the right names and keywords for your podcast, monitors your search rank for the keywords you want, and allows you to check your competitors' appearance too. Pricing is from $7 a month after a 14-day trial. Podapalooza Live has announced its lineup for this weekend, including Kara Swisher, Cory Doctorow, and Scott Galloway. It's a COVID-19 relief fundraiser for Give Directly. Tickets are as much or as little as you'd like. Podtrac says that The Daily has seen a yearly increase in US audience of 73%, and monthly audience is increased by 7% in the month of March. It's part of their paid-for category report. Patreon, a crowdfunding service used by podcasters and used by us, has laid off 30 employees, which is 13% of their workforce. Only last month, the company was claiming record growth for the platform. We, by the way, are at podnews.net/Patreon. And Edison Research and NPR are releasing their smart audio report, which looks at the usage of smart speakers, a little earlier this year in a free webinar on April the 30th. Changing times mean changing consumption. Voxnest have released an update on COVID-19 podcast listening across their network. The main claim is that global podcast listens are up by 42%, a comparison to listening in the first week of January, a time when many people, especially in Europe, were on holiday. The graphs appear to show that all territories have increased, though, since the end of March, and that categories around people's hobbies and passions are doing well. The company does note that as a whole, US podcast listens are down by over 20%, however. Pacific Content's Steve Pratt highlights different ways their podcast production company is thinking. The pandemic has changed marketing, affected speed to market, and highlighted the benefit of topicality. And Headgum has seen a 10% decrease, according to Deadline. The piece also includes Earwolf, who claim a small decline as well. And in podcast news, Keeping Up With Corona is a new podcast on ARN's iHeart Podcast Network Australia. It's all about how to navigate life and keep the kids sane while dealing with isolation. You might be interested to know that the podcast's evergreen content is being augmented with the latest information using dynamic content insertion. Clever. The Radio Survivor podcast has an interview with me. If you're interested in radio across the world, then this one might be for you. If you're not, it probably isn't. And iHeartRadio is getting into audio fiction in the States with the release this week of Lighthouse, a 10-part scripted horror thriller. And there's plenty more and all the links in our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.